Good morning, Orlando. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. Yet another sad day for our country. We're going to talk about it right now.
Doherty Report with Elizabeth Doherty on The Voice, AM 1440. Here's Elizabeth Doherty.
We're going to go over the top three things you need to know, and then you're going to understand what happened overnight, and then we're going to ask a question.
11 police officers were shot ambush style, including five fatally in Dallas late last night by at least four snipers perched atop two different buildings. The officers were working a peaceful Black Lives Matter event against recent police shootings of two black men in Minneapolis and Baton Rouge. The condition of the six wounded officers remain unknown. One civilian was also injured. Officials say the gunman aimed to kill as many officers as possible. Among the officers killed, at least one was a Dallas area rapid transit officer. The number of dead initially was four, but around 2 a.m. this morning, Dallas time, police announced that a fifth officer had died. Now, despite suspects being in custody, Dallas police don't have a complete comfort level that they have all the suspects in custody yet. DART rail and bus service in downtown has been suspended due to the criminal activity, and the FAA has actually placed a temporary flight restriction over Dallas airspace until 6:30 this morning, Dallas time. If you're flying out from OIA to Dallas, you may want to check your flights. Texas Governor Greg Abbott said our thoughts and prayers are with the Dallas law enforcement community and the Dallas area rapid transit officers killed and injured this evening. In times like this, we must remember and emphasize the importance of uniting as Americans.
We've got some audio for you we're going to play in a moment. But overnight, obviously, I didn't get much sleep. And I posted this about 5 hours ago on Facebook and Twitter. This is before they knew how many shooters there were. Do you know how much AR-15s and ammo cost? Do you believe after listening to the audio of the shootings in Dallas that that was one person and not several very skilled people? So many thoughts tonight. What happened in Baton Rouge in Minnesota was absolutely wrong. However, peaceful protests turned violent suddenly. Why? In other countries, the United States has purposefully, admittedly, started civil wars. Is that what is happening here? Please don't discount this possibility. That's how you tear nations apart and allow for takeover. Quote, a divided nation cannot stand. This is not a new strategy. We will talk more at 6 a.m. Do you really think, here's my question of the day, do you really think that the Black Lives Matter people could coordinate a military-style attack? This is a triangulated attack with snipers, who are very accurate, by the way. I have a hard time believing this was the Black Lives Matter people. They were being very peaceful in their protest, yet this still happened, and it was directed right at the police. So we're even more divided than we were before. This is after the Dallas police were taking pictures with the protesters, mingling with the people, empathizing with the people who were there, and then they were shot, and five of them are now dead. Our prayers are with their families this morning. Our number is 844-544-8255. Who do you think did this? That's my question. Like I said, you know, these attacks keep going on in our country. It's been an amazing several weeks with attack after attack after attack. And why would they shut down the airspace over Dallas? until 6:30 this morning. Why would they do that unless they were concerned about something else? They're also sweeping the entire downtown area for bombs. And I know we have a lot of people who listen in other areas of the country and the world. So if you work anywhere near El Centro, I think is the name of the parking garage in downtown Dallas, I would call your boss and ask if you can work from home, because it's going to be impossible to get in there. The entire downtown area around there, which is near Dealey Plaza, by the way, has been shut down until they complete their sweep. I don't know what the families are thinking this morning. I heard a lot of people talking overnight in law enforcement who empathize with both sides. Both the police, who are 99% good people, and the Black Lives Matter people, who are tired of being, you know, their men being shot for basically no reason. I believe it was in Minnesota. Was it the mayor or the governor that came out and said it was definitely racism, in his opinion? Let's go to some of our audio clips. And these are clips that have been widely played already. So, you know, we're not doing anything new here.
Let's just start with the big one, if that one's okay. The one, the video, the audio from the video, that just kind of sets the stage for everything.
Yep.
And lets you know how big this attack actually was. The audio is graphic. That's all I'm going to say.
It's a sniper from up here somewhere.
It's a sniper?
You hear the shot?
Get down.
Get down. Get down. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So to give you an idea of the location of the snipers, they were up above on the buildings so that they had a clear shot down below. I mean, it's very reminiscent of Dealey Plaza and Kennedy's assassination, which is very close by there. Michael and I have been to Dallas. It's a beautiful town, amazing people, very cosmopolitan, and to see this happen in such a nice city is very sad. And we went to Dealey Plaza and saw everything. We were there for a conference, and amazing restaurants. It's just an amazing place. So, again, my question is, do you really think that a military-style operation like that was done by Black Lives Matter people? And these people will not talk so far. The last thing we heard was the ones that are in custody will not talk. And one guy killed himself in the parking garage, shot himself. I don't know if that guy... Sometimes what happens is when there's a military-style operation like this, they have one person who's affected in a psychological way, and they use that person, and the other people are the military people. I have a feeling you're never going to hear about these military people again. And I'm not talking about our military necessarily. I don't know who they are. I'm just saying it was a military style operation. And they are not talking at all. They're not saying if there's bombs downtown. They're not saying if there's going to be any further attacks. They're not saying whether there's any more snipers or not. So the police don't know. That's why they're sweeping everything to try to keep people safe. Obviously, what happened in Minnesota and what happened in Louisiana was wrong on many levels. But are these people who were in Dallas taking advantage of that situation to try to divide us further? I don't know. 844-544-8255. I'm here with my co-host and husband.
Let's just roll through a couple of sound bites here before we take a quick time out. Police Chief David Brown of Dallas Police says the victims included a DPD officers and a Dallas area rapid transit officer.
One of our officers who was in surgery that we had hopes would survive passed. Bringing the total count of officers passed to four, that passed away to four.
Yeah, and then at 2 a.m. this morning, they updated that number to five. He said several people were taken into custody, and police sent out the bomb squad to check out suspicious packages that have been discovered after the shootout. Police Chief David Brown says they don't have a complete comfort level that they have all the suspects in custody yet.
We will continue a very, very rigorous investigation and search of downtown. We're likely to be working throughout the early morning hours of Friday.
Now, in that sound clip that I played earlier of some of there with their cell phone, you heard that within 40 seconds, the sirens began. That's how quickly the cops started rolling into that area. Witnesses are describing the chaos that they heard downtown.
Ain't no one could know what was going on. We just started to run and grab kids and help their mothers get to somewhere safe because we didn't want anyone else to get hurt.
And the rally has been described as being peaceful until the bullets started flying. This man just says there's way too much violence.
I'm tired of waking up every morning and seeing the same thing over and over and over again, and no one has any answers.
You hear the hurt in his voice.
I think pretty much every American is starting to feel like they have post-traumatic stress disorder after the last few weeks. It's been really amazing, all the things that have happened. But what we wanted to do this morning is we want to hear from you and how you feel about it. Our number is 844-544-8255. That's what we're here for. This show is not about us. It's about you. We want to hear how you feel, give you a chance to talk about it, and let us know what you think. That's why we're here. That's why we're here every morning. And we'll continue to do that, regardless of how many stories there are like this. That's our job, and that's what we do.
President Obama says the two recent killings of black men represent the inequalities of the justice system in America.
They're symptomatic of a broader set of racial disparities that exist in our criminal justice system.
President Obama from Poland said that all Americans should be troubled by the two police-involved shootings of black men over the past couple of days. Obama listed some statistics and said it's an American issue that everyone should be concerned about.
After being pulled over, African Americans and Hispanics are three times more likely to be searched. Last year, African Americans were shot by police at more than twice the rate of whites.
From a statistical standpoint, how many, you know, blacks there are in the population compared to other ethnic groups, that is true. He didn't say it exactly
quite that way.
That way, mm-hmm. But we have had someone on the program who explained that to us when the Ferguson incident happened. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. We'll talk about the other news of the day, too. Our number, again, is 844-544-8255. That's 844-544-8255. Good morning, Orlando. We'll be right back.
Lines are open right now. 844-544-8255. 844-544-TALK. This is the Doherty Report on The Voice, AM 1440. Show on your smartphone. Just go to gcnlive.com and click on listening options. This is the Doherty Report. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Welcome back to the Doherty Report. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. Like I said, it's a pretty somber day. In case you're just joining us, several police officers are dead in Dallas. And we don't know who did it, because they seemed pretty skilled at what they were doing. They were snipers up on top of buildings. I want to move away from that for a moment. We'll get back to it. But I don't want this to distract, as horrible as it is, I don't want it to distract from the fact that there were hearings held in Congress yesterday regarding James Comey not prosecuting Hillary Clinton. And the interesting thing about it was, after the hearings, the State Department, Department of State, decided to reopen their investigation. So maybe something good did come out of it. But we have a few sound clips from the hearings. Let's play...
Let's just jump in here.
Cut 17.
Okay, cut 17. Here you go.
Our folks did it in an apolitical and professional way, including our recommendation as to the appropriate resolution of this case.
Yeah, that was FBI James Comey. He said there was no evidence that Hillary lied to FBI agents investigating the scandal. He told the House committee yesterday that Clinton mishandled sensitive emails when she was Secretary of State, but argued that no reasonable prosecutor would bring a case against her. Comey says he looked at all the facts of the case.
Yeah, right.
I see evidence of great carelessness. But I do not see evidence that is sufficient to establish that Secretary Clinton or those with whom she was corresponding talked about classified information and knew when they did it, they were doing something that was against the law.
Yeah, Comey says he stands by his decision.
My conclusion was and remains, no reasonable prosecutor would bring this case. No reasonable prosecutor would bring the second case in 100 years focused on gross negligence.
You know, they have gone after people for much less. Much less. Let's play the next cut.
This is Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz. He's a good guy. Called himself that he's mystified and confused by the recommendation not to bring charges against Hillary Clinton.
It seems that there are two standards, and there's no consequence for these types of activities and dealing in a careless way with classified information.
And how about lying about it? Did anybody mention that?
Openly lying. Where's the perjury charges? Oh, wait. There was no transcripts of the conversations.
And she wasn't under oath.
And she wasn't under oath over the weekend when they talked to her. Remember over the weekend when they took her into FBI headquarters and or wherever they met and, you know, they had the conversation with Hillary? No transcript and she wasn't under oath.
Yeah, the next time, you know, if anybody gets arrested, just tell them, you don't want a transcript, And you don't want to talk to them under oath.
Yeah, I am not. Don't read me my rights. Do not give me the Miranda. You know, don't read me the Miranda Act. And no, I don't want any transcript of this. Just like Hillary. Just like Hillary. By the way, Elijah Cummings, he's a Democrat from Maryland. He says there's no reason to question Comey's integrity or his honesty.
They have attacked you personally. They have impugned your professionalism. And they have even suggested that you were somehow bought and paid for because you made your recommendation based upon the law and the facts.
He did not make his recommendation based on the law and the facts. That's exactly the point.
Choking me up here.
Is that he did not do that. And he was a well-respected guy. Was.
Was. Past tense. A Paducah, Kentucky, you know, city cop. And I just picked a city out of, you know, thin air. Knows that the first thing you do when you take somebody in, you have the right to remain silent. Yet the FBI director talking to the former Secretary of State didn't have the...
Well, he didn't arrest her.
Well, he didn't arrest her, but still. You know, do you swear to tell the truth?
It should have been recorded, and there should have been a transcript.
They even recorded Bubba years ago. Did you have sex with Monica Lewinsky?
I mean,
they videotaped that.
They were interviewing her. And this is what bothers me about these agencies. It was just like that kid that was shot in Orlando from Russia.
Yep.
When there's no record, you can't verify anything that's said. And I think that's purposeful. And I'm really tired of it.
It says during the four-hour hearing, Comey insisted that the FBI probe was independent.
I just want the American people to know we really did this the right way.
Really?
You can disagree with us, but you cannot fairly say we did it in any kind of political way. We don't carry water for anybody.
You know,
you've got Waterboy stamped on your back.
I'm going to hurt my eyes because I keep rolling them into the back of my head. I am blown away by this. I think we have one more cut.
Yeah, Comey, let's do this real quick. Talked about the announcement that she shouldn't be prosecuted.
I did not coordinate that with anyone. The White House, the Department of Justice, nobody outside the FBI family had any idea what I was about to say. I say that under oath. I stand by that. There was no coordination.
Okay, so he'll say that under oath, but he wouldn't put Hillary under oath for her testimony.
That's what's stunning about it. He had to talk under oath. But she didn't. Does that make sense to you?
No, and he's going to lose his career over this.
844-544-8255. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Daugherty Report.
Lines are open right now. 844-544-8255. 844-544-TALK. This is the Daugherty Report on The Voice, AM 1440.
Welcome back to the Daugherty Report. I'm Elizabeth Daugherty.
Sorry, that was my fault.
It's okay, a little technical problem.
We were sitting here chit-chatting, and I wasn't doing my job, and I apologize.
Actually, we were talking about Congressman Alan Grayson.
That's correct.
And our admiration for him. I know people feel conflicted about Alan Grayson, but he's been on this program. I've interviewed him. I feel very comfortable with the fact that you always know where you stand with this guy. You always know where you stand. He came on the program to talk about the classified 28 pages in the 9/11 report. And he was pretty clear about how he felt about it. He thought they should be released. And he was upset that Congress really wasn't doing much about it. So there's just...
And he also joined us on the day of the Pulse shooting as well. And was very open and honest about what was going on down there.
Right. Yeah. Well... He met with the Tampa Bay Times editorial board regarding his run for the Senate. And, you know, you can't go by what you hear in some of the news because it's very conservative. And, of course, people are going to go along party lines so much. But I want you to understand about this guy. What they said is true in this piece. They said he's bold, bombastic, sharply intelligent, and genuine. And they said, but not humble. And he's not humble. Nor should he be. That's the kind of person you need in Congress. Somebody who's not afraid to say what he thinks. He said, quote, this is from the TampaBay.com, as far as I'm concerned, I'm a professional and I'm surrounded by amateurs, talking about Congress. And he said, I'm surrounded by people who do nothing and they have a lot to be humble about. And he said, the fact is most people in Congress are posers. If you want me to confess to humility, I'd say humility as compared to them. It would seem to me that they're the ones that have something to answer for, not me. He's a lawyer, a businessman, self-made multimillionaire. And he calls himself the congressman with guts. And I think that's true.
Can you imagine if he actually beats Marco Rubio and takes that Senate seat as the junior senator from Florida? Can you imagine him in that very, very strict and, you know, straight up and down tone that the Senate has to it compared to the House of Representatives, which is a little more wide open? It's the people's house. The Senate is supposed to be, you know, very strict and very dignified. And then in would walk Alan Grayson and just knock the whole thing on its ass. I'd love it.
I think it'd be great.
So do I.
And, you know, he's under investigation by the Congressional Ethics Committee. They said he has a hedge fund. What he said is, we're talking about an investment partnership between me and my five children. Even calling it a hedge fund is to some degree misleading. He said if he could go back, he would still have invested the money. He just thinks it's a smear campaign.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Sure it does.
It sounds like somebody...
I think they're scared to death of this guy.
It sounds like politics as usual, trying to smear him. Because what does it sound like on the campaign trail when you say, oh, by the way, my Democratic competitor for this position has an ethics charge against him right now? How does that sound?
You know what I would love to see?
What?
He and Ted Cruz go at it.
I think they'd have more, not politically in common, but in tone and in style, you know, that they have a lot in common.
Alan Grayson is just as smart as Ted Cruz. And he's more honest.
Quite frankly, I'd like to see those two lead the United States Senate as Senate majority and minority leaders and get rid of Harry Reid and get rid of Mitch McConnell.
Do you know he grew up in public housing in the Bronx in New York?
Yep.
And he had life-threatening asthma through his childhood. So, interesting. Anyway, his entire bio is here if you want to look at it at TampaBay.com. It was just posted moments ago. And I think it's a pretty good characterization. They did address the marriage thing. There was a little thing.
Yes, there was.
There was a little thing.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, that's his personal life. So, and basically the judge said, well, you guys just, you know, settle your differences and move on. Because it was getting pretty ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's scrappy.
And from the reports of it, so was she, too.
Well, yeah. So, anyway. Like I said, the State Department is reopening the Clinton email probe.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are upset about this, saying, enough already. But she lied. What do you expect them to do? I mean, if the FBI is not going to do anything, the Department of State should do something. And that's what they're doing.
Well, reopening the investigation is a good first step. It's a good first step, so we'll see what happens. Who knows?
I don't know if it's just all a, you know, farce.
I love the picture on the front of the New York Post yesterday morning. Did you see it? They put her picture on some figure skater's body.
No, I didn't see
that.
Oh,
my God. They found the most one of those awful pictures of Hillary, and they posted it, superimposed it on top of a skater's body who was in some grateful, you know, graceful pose on the ice, and it said, "Hillary skates."
That's funny.
Yeah.
I love their headlines.
Yep.
I don't know who writes them, but they're good.
Well, this morning was a picture from the scene in Dallas that had Civil War. That's all they had on it.
See, that's exactly what I said in the overnight.
Yep.
That it sure seems like we're being pitted against each other, and we can't do that. We have to try to be united. We have to get rid of the people, you know, that are obviously not doing the right job, but we cannot allow... See, I can't even identify who it is. That's the problem.
No, I know.
I mean, I don't know, you know, people overnight gave opinions that it could be Black Lives Matter, which I don't believe. It could be
you don't believe or don't want to believe, because, you know, in every organization you're going to have people on the far left and people on the far right. And I'm not talking about...
Do you know how much an operation like that would cost? And for them to be able to gain access to those buildings without anybody seeing them? How did they do that? This is very covert and very well coordinated. I'm just saying, you know, a Black Lives Matter person, if they wanted to shoot somebody, which they don't. I mean, they really tried to have a peaceful protest. That's what they were doing. But they certainly wouldn't have that kind of gear. And they certainly wouldn't be triangulated like that. That's something you learn from military-style training. I don't know if it was a terrorist attack.
You have your doubts, obviously.
I don't know if it was something even more sinister, which would be trying to pit us against each other so you could have gun control, so you could have, you know, your agenda fulfilled. And I'm not saying any names of who might want that. But the whole thing was very sad.
Yeah, and five Dallas police officers, you know, lost their lives, and five, you know, families are without, you know, a dad this morning.
Yep, wives and kids. And
yep. Meanwhile, did you hear what happened in New York City?
Yeah, a bunch of people got arrested.
40 people arrested in New York City, mostly for blocking traffic following all the events of the past few days in Minneapolis and in Louisiana. As many as 1,000 people marched from Union Square to Times Square in what they called a Stop Police Terror Rally.
I'm angry that the system isn't working. The system is failing a segment of the population that is marginalized, and I'm an attorney, and that pisses me off.
Tell us how you really feel.
There was a cautionary note on there from the company saying, hey, be careful of our language here. So, anyway, cut number 11, it says, this protester was concerned about the demonstrations getting ugly.
Yes, it's peaceful, but I'm afraid if this continues, it will no longer be this peaceful. Cops will not be able to stand around and barricade us. We'll be on the streets.
Yeah, we'll be on the streets, and that's exactly where they are right now.
And a protester said she's concerned about demonstrations getting ugly.
Yes, it's peaceful, but I'm afraid if this continues, it will no longer be this peaceful. Cops will not be able to stand around and barricade us. We'll be on the streets.
Yeah, we'll be on the streets. By the way, down in Louisiana, the attorney for the family of the black man who was shot and killed there says that officials need to be more strict about punishing smaller offenses. Alton Sterling's family attorney, Justin Bramberg, says the shooting has led to protest, and the NAACP is calling for the police chief to be fired there. Bramberg has a strong message for law enforcement officers.
If you allow your fear to impede on your ability to operate
as a public servant in these communities and to help people. You don't need to have a badge.
Yeah, you don't need to have a badge. Listen to that.
When we were kids, police were friendly. That's where you, if you got lost in a store or something like that, you would find a policeman, you know? Now, there's so much mistrust that the chances of, you know, a person of color, a child who's a person of color, approaching a police officer for help are pretty slim.
That is an understatement. Bramberg, by the way, that family attorney says enough of this is enough.
You let an officer send a racist text or send a racist joke, and if you don't get rid of them then, you end up with this.
Bramberg said even though there are reports Sterling may have had a weapon, he didn't deserve to die.
In Louisiana, you can carry a weapon. That doesn't mean that just because you have one, you deserve to get killed.
Yeah, the same situation in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. He had a gun. That's not a crime.
And the guy in Minnesota told him right up front.
Yeah, I've got a gun.
And I've got a permit for it. So he let him know.
Which is exactly what you're supposed to do. Hey, can I see your driver's license and vehicle registration? Yep, hold on. Oh, by the way, I have a concealed carry permit. My gun, everything is in the glove box.
And the initial reports that I read, he was going into the glove box. Mm-hmm. But then later, they said he was just reaching into his pocket to get his wallet. That's even worse.
And he was on, apparently, was he on the passenger side or the driver's side?
I'm thinking he was on the driver's side,
yeah,
but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to tell from the video that we've seen.
Well, I think they would have asked her for her information if she were driving.
That's correct.
So, this all has got to stop. It's got to stop. Police departments need to take notice that you've got to have better training for these people.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does it stop at this point? If you're an officer and you pull over a minority for something, you know, you're going to be on heightened alert knowing that five Dallas cops were killed last night.
It's just going to become a vicious circle.
Yes, it is.
Because now...
And now people will be more suspicious of the cops.
And cops are more suspicious of the people.
Correct.
And that was the entire intent, I believe, of what happened overnight.
So then the question comes down to who and why. And those are the two questions the Dallas police have to investigate. And hopefully they'll do it quickly.
You know, the United States has been known to start civil wars in other countries.
Us?
They did it in Yemen. They did it in Syria. They've done it in countless places. Is it really that far-fetched to think that maybe they would attempt to start a civil war here? And when I said that overnight, I didn't know about the headline. Was that in the Post this morning or the Daily News?
Which one? Post.
Civil War.
It was Post.
Yeah. A different kind of civil war. But the point is you're pitting Americans against each other. And we've got to stop that. We really have to stop that and focus on the real problem, which is the corruption in our government, and get rid of it. It's like a cancer. I mean, have you ever seen this level of crime in our country? Besides the 9/11 attack, we have had more crime and more significant events where people get killed in this administration than any I can remember. 844-544-8255. I want to know what you think. Who do you think these people are that were snipers up on top of those buildings in Dallas killing police officers? Who do you think they were? 844-544-8255. We'll be right back.
Lines are open right now. 844-544-8255. 844-544-TALK. This is the Doherty Report on The Voice, AM 1440. With us during the week. Listen to show highlights and daily memos and more. Just follow Elizabeth on Twitter. Keyword Doherty Report. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Welcome back to the Doherty Report. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. So in some good news this morning, I guess, there are going to be flights to Cuba from Tampa and Orlando if they get approved to do so. But some people say, why should we put money into a communist economy while Castro is still there? What do you think about that? I mean, a lot of people still have family there that they want to see. But do you feel good about putting money into that economy while a communist dictator is still there? And what happens if you left under bad circumstances, you fly down there, and all of a sudden you can't leave? I'm kind of curious what you think about that. 844-544-8255. Admittedly, I don't know a lot about that issue, so I'd really like to hear from you. I also have always wondered what people thought about the Elian Gonzalez situation where he was taken out of his house in Cuba. Very curious about that. Was he taken out of his house here or in Cuba?
No, it was here.
It was here and brought back to Cuba.
Yeah,
that's right.
Correct.
It's been a long time. Yes, he was taken out of his house.
You were just a youngster when that happened.
Right, forcefully, when Janet Reno was the
Attorney General.
Mm-hmm. And brought back to Cuba.
That's correct. Turned back over to his father's family.
Even though he had family here, too.
Mm-hmm.
I always wondered if that was right, if that was the right decision.
You always wondered?
It just seems a little harsh to me.
To send like SWAT team members into a home
with guns,
with machine guns, and there's poor alien, that famous picture.
I know,
of that terrified little boy. In the arms of the soldier, basically.
Yeah. Crazy. I don't know. I don't know if it was the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do. There's just a lot of issues surrounding Cuba, and America's going to start pouring money. American corporations are going to start pouring money into Cuba for internet and infrastructure and all this stuff. At the same time, they still leave this communist guy running the country. And apparently people love him there. I don't know. I can't figure it out.
Well, Fidel is basically in the background now, and his brother Raul is running the show.
It's the same thing, though.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
How about an election?
Well, they have elections.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Raul Castro was on the ballot.
And who else was on the ballot?
I don't know. I think Raul Castro.
That's it?
I'll look and see. How's that?
To get to vote for one person, or was there another person?
I think it was Raul Castro.
I mean, people
that
thought...
That was the bottom line. Raul won.
People
unanimous.
Thought the Batistas were bad. And then
by comparison, how's that worked out for you?
Now you got Castro. And Castro's family. So...
And by the way, the vice president is just as hardline, socialist as, the Castro brothers. So this isn't going to just go away when Castro dies.
No.
People were saying, as soon as Castro dies, everything, libre Cuba, no way. The vice president is just as much of a hard ass communist socialist as, Fidel and Raul. You're no different.
I'm really curious what people think about
that. So am I.
We're going to we're going to have our top of the hour news in a moment, but our number is 844-544-8255. We've got a lot of issues this morning. I got issues.
This is the land of confusion.
It is the land of confusion.
Yeah.
We've got people being shot in Dallas. We don't know who did it, but they sure seemed organized. I don't know if that was a terror attack, what it was. I am reasonably sure it was not Black Lives Matter.
You want to desperately believe that it was not Black Lives Matter.
Have you seen their mugshots?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I was just thinking, you know, who are these people that they took into custody?
I bet you'll never see their mugshots.
We'll see.
We'll see. 844-544-8255. Who are these mysterious people? Stay with us. We're going to take a short time out. Then we'll be back with more news, your traffic, weather. Good morning, Orlando. Stay with us.
This is the Doherty Report with Elizabeth Doherty on The Voice, AM 1440, WPRD, Winter Park, Orlando.
Good morning, Orlando. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. I hope your commute is going well this morning. We spent the first hour talking about the slain officers in Dallas. We're going to lighten it up a little bit right now.
Doherty Report with Elizabeth Doherty on The Voice, AM 1440. Here's Elizabeth Doherty.
You know, we sit here, we talk about the news, and it gets a little depressing after a while. And so we don't go crazy. We have to talk about some other news. So we're going to do that this hour. But I still want to hear from you. I want to hear who you think these people are who were the snipers. Do you think they're a military from some other country? You think they're a terrorist? What do you think they are? 844-544-8255. First, we have the top three things you need to know.
11 police officers were shot, ambushed, including 5 fatally in Dallas late last night by at least 4 different snipers that were perched atop 2 different buildings. The officers were working a peaceful Black Lives Matter event against the recent police shootings of 2 black men in Minneapolis and Baton Rouge. The condition of the 6 wounded officers still remains unknown. 1 civilian was also injured. Officials say the gunman aimed to kill as many of the officers as possible. And among the officers killed, at least 1 was a Dallas area rapid transit officer. Now, the number of dead initially was 4, and that's the number you're hearing bandied about in some areas. But at 2 o'clock this morning, Dallas police announced that a 5th officer had died. Now, despite suspects being in custody, Dallas police don't have a complete comfort level that they have all the suspects at this point. DART Rail, which is their rapid transit area system around Dallas, the bus service, all that's been suspended. Plus, the FAA has placed a temporary hold restriction over Dallas airspace until 6:30 this morning Dallas time for another 20 minutes or so. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says our thoughts and prayers are with the Dallas law enforcement community and with the Dallas area transit officers killed and injured this evening. In times like this, we must remember and emphasize the importance of uniting as Americans. As you can imagine, police departments around the country, including here in Orlando, are giving their support to the officers fatally shot in Texas. The Orlando Police Department released a statement early this morning reading, quote, "Sorry for this horrible tragedy." The Orange County Sheriff's Office said in a statement, quote, "Thoughts and prayers are with our brothers and sisters in blue at Dallas Police as gunfire disrupts a peaceful protest." And finally this morning, the U.S. Department of Transportation gave Orlando International Airport another feather in its cap, or you could call that a pluma en su casquillo.
Your Spanish is so bad.
I know. Pluma en su casquillo. There are people right now just laughing.
They're laughing at you.
Hawaii is one of nine cities to get commercial air service between the United States and Havana. Restoring regular air service holds tremendous potential to reunite Cuban-American families and foster education and opportunities for American businesses of all size. Those are the words of Anthony Fox, the U.S. Transportation Secretary. But don't run out and call JetBlue just yet to order tickets. The proposal still has to receive government approval on both sides.
Can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Please don't try to speak Spanish.
Pluma en su casquillo.
Okay. All right, then. Before we talk about the other news of the day, in case you're just joining us, we have some audio of the actual shooting itself. And these are not, this is from way up high. So this is not, you know, audio of the officers who were shot. It's audio of the, you just have to hear it.
It's a sniper from up here somewhere.
It's a sniper?
You hear the shot?
Get down.
Get down. Get down. Get down. Get down. Get down.
Interesting. Yeah, this is the second time I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can hear the people yelling because the sniper was right above them in a high rise shooting down at the police officers. But it almost sounds like the person above them was yelling Allah, didn't it?
Do you want to go back and listen to that? Let's see if I can isolate that.
Yeah, if just you could.
Let me just play it one more time.
You know, we're listening with special headphones so we can hear this.
Let me back that up because I thought I heard it right there.
And it continues.
Okay, all I could hear was, oh my God, in the background.
But if you keep going.
Pete, there's a sniper out here. There's a sniper. He shot four cops. I'm not. You hear it. He's shooting right now.
Can y'all see him?
Get back. Get back.
I mean, listen to how close that was. And that's where they dropped the phone that they were recording that with.
But that was the person that you could hear their voices clearly.
Mm-hmm.
That
right.
was, I think that was the sniper yelling.
In the background?
Something.
Wow.
And it sounded a lot like Allah. Ooh, someone's calling.
Here's what we'll do. We'll see if we can isolate that later in the day as well.
You're on the air on WPRD.
Yes. I heard them saying Allah Akbar.
That's what I thought too.
What's that? Yeah, it sounds like that, you know?
Yeah. We're going to try to isolate it.
Yeah, it just sounds to me like I think the guy in charge there wants this to be to make it a national police force. That's what this is all about, I think. That's what I feel. I just
you might
wanted
be right.
to put that interjection.
Yeah,
I hate to say that. That's crazy.
It is crazy. And, but people have been saying that overnight on different programs that they're concerned about that. But also, the airspace is closed over Dallas right now. And I'm not sure why they would do that and do a sweep of the entire area unless this might be related to a terror attack.
Oh, yeah. It looks very familiar. That's the MO that they use,
It's like it's kind of like what happened in France. They were very organized. They made a triangle to shoot people. They were up on top of the buildings up high. They had major weaponry and ammunition. So it seems a little organized to me.
Do you think they'd be that diabolical that they would do this just to get what their agenda is? Of course, national police force.
Well, I don't know.
It's too early, and this is too speculative at this point.
All I can tell you is,
I know, I'm speculating. I agree with you, Mark. Mike, sorry, but...
That's okay.
It just looks to me, I could just see, when I'm looking at the news here, it looks kind of like they're up to some shenanigans again, like they did with the Pulse shootings, That's my opinion.
I understand, and we appreciate your call. We'll know more soon, but I can tell you that, the United States has started civil wars in Yemen and Syria. And lots of people died. So, we'll see what comes out.
I'm praying that it isn't that reason. You guys have a good day.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Take care.
By the way, I'm sitting here trying to Google Dallas shooting or Dallas police suspects. You're not finding anything yet. It's too early in the story. They haven't released any names yet. They haven't recently
But normally
released.
When somebody has a mugshot taken, it's published. Not in this case.
Haven't gotten there yet.
Why not?
I don't know.
So we don't know what these people look like.
We don't know who they are, what their names are, who's in custody.
We have heard they're not answering any questions, which means the police don't have to release anything if they're not answering any questions.
It's an active and ongoing investigation.
Isn't that convenient? See, in this case, they're not saying it's an active and ongoing investigation like they said about Pulse.
Not yet.
What they're saying is, they're not answering any questions, which means there's nothing to release. Do you really believe that?
I don't know what to believe. It's too early, and there's too... It's just too early.
This opens up a line, 844-544-8255. 844-544-8255.
Lines are open right now. 844-544-8255. 844-544-TALK. This is the Doherty Report on The Voice, AM 1440. Listening to the Doherty Report with Elizabeth Doherty. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Welcome back to the Doherty Report. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. So, we were listening to that clip again over the timeout just to try to isolate that piece because the people who were making the recording were up close to the phone. You could tell who they were. But you hear another voice in the background, and they said the sniper was right above them. And When you start to isolate it, we're not done doing that yet. You hear two things. You hear in the name of Jesus, and then you hear what sounds like Allah Akbar. Very odd. The whole thing's very odd. We're going to try to isolate it so that, you can hear it because we can hear it in our enhanced headphones. and it's hard for people to hear
because you're on the radio. Right, because you're also hearing the sirens, you're hearing the noise of the street, you know, you're hearing people, you know, crying, you're hearing all kinds of different things in there. I mean, it's difficult, I'm going to confess, but I did, as clearly as you did, hear that, you know, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God.
Yeah, when you isolated it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we'll have to...
Yeah, we're going to
do a little more work on it.
During the breaks, and we'll have something for you in about 10, 15 minutes or so.
Certainly, that makes it seem religiously motivated. I mean, there's a couple different possibilities here, but I don't know. You know, they said the sniper was right above them. That's why they were trying to get down and get away from the windows. And that's the only voice you heard in the background, above, presumably, above them. That person was not in the same room with them.
No, not at all.
And it was when the guns were going off, and he was yelling. So, I don't know. I mean, did the person think that the Black Lives Matter people are Muslims? Because some of them are. Very peaceful Muslims, but some of them are Muslim. Were those two different people that said in the name of Jesus and then Allah Akbar? Or was that like sort of a sarcastic thing? In the name of Jesus, Allah Akbar, here you go. Is that what he was trying to say?
We'll just have to, you know, like I said, during the next commercial break, we'll listen a little closer to it and see if we can isolate it a little more.
But like I said, the authorities were concerned enough to close the airspace. You only do that if you think it's a terror attack.
Well, you do that when you think that somebody's trying to escape. And that's what you do. You call, you get the FAA to close down the airport, Love Field there in Dallas, and obviously, you know, the other airport.
Well, there's Dallas-Fort Worth Airport,
mm-hmm,
and
right.
Then there's Love Field.
And Love Field, right. You shut them down so the people can't leave. You shut off the escape routes. You shut down the bus and the, you know, the DART.
But didn't they specifically say they didn't want planes flying over the city? Isn't that what you said in your top three things?
Well, here, it just says airspace over Dallas. Let me find it here. FAA placed a temporary flight restriction over Dallas airspace.
Yeah, see, that means... that doesn't sound like they're trying to stop people from leaving. It sounds like they're trying to protect downtown.
Well, that and they, at that point, didn't know whether there were more bombs. So... Whether they could be protecting planes. You never know. A plane flying overhead could trigger something. I mean, there are so many, I mean, the cops obviously are way, way more advanced.
Well,
than what we're,
if these guys aren't talking, how are all these decisions made? I don't believe they're
being
talking.
Made very, very quickly. I'll tell you that. To come up with something like this in that short of amount of time, that you need to cut this off, you need to do that. This was, you know what this is? You're seeing a community that has a terror plan in place. Okay, what are the steps? Boom, 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 boom. Something that was planned out. You call FAA, you call DART, you do this, you do that, and let's rope this area off.
See, all this tells me that they think this is a terror attack.
At the very least, they're treating it as such. At the very least, they're using it as a...
And you know they like to pick significant dates. Yesterday was 7/7. So, I don't know.
We're 10 hours into this.
Right. I mean,
this occurred at, you know, 11 hours, actually, because of the time difference, but...
And frankly, I didn't get a lot of sleep overnight because following the story. And... You know, every few minutes, something else would come up. You know, initially, three officers were dead. Then the other two, who were in grave condition, died. And there's still, I think, six there?
Yeah, there was a total of 11.
Yeah.
So.
So we've been following it for you. And we know This is really traumatic coming off of the Pulse shooting and the shootings in Minnesota and Louisiana. Just seems to continue. I don't know why there's so much violence during this administration. Just a question. 844-544-8255. We'll be right back.
Lines are open right now. 844-544-8255. 844-544-TALK. This is the Doherty Report on The Voice, AM 1440.
Trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK, let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying, can you practice what you preach, and won't you turn the other cheek, Father, 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 help us, and some guidance from above. Got me questioning, where is the love?
You're listening to the Doherty Report with Elizabeth Doherty. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Welcome back to the Doherty Report. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. I guess the way I personally deal with things is I try to find out the details of what happened. It's becoming increasingly hard to do that. We haven't even seen mugshots of these people in Dallas, and I'm wondering why. Supposedly they're not talking, but a whole bunch of decisions are being made, and I don't know why. All of downtown is shut down in Dallas. We have a lot of listeners in Texas, by the way. So if you're in the Dallas area, don't even try to go downtown today. Just don't even try, because it's all shut down, and they're doing a bomb sweep. Airspace is closed. I think it might have just reopened a few moments ago.
Yeah, the airspace was scheduled to reopen at 6:30 Dallas time, so.
Well, we don't know if it did or not.
Well, we'll find out.
This is all a very, you know, it's an ongoing situation.
It's a fluid story. By the way, during the break, what I did was I took that piece of audio that we've been listening to and talking about, and I did some tweaking on it, and I haven't even had a chance to listen to my tweaks, so this will be fresh. Just, you know, I just roughed this out. What I did was I rolled off the high end, so that will hopefully minimize the sirens as best, you know, that it can. And I boosted the levels where the human voice falls, which is between 300 hertz and 1,000 hertz. Okay? That's where the human voice falls.
So this is the previously edited piece that was edited for content so that we could broadcast it.
Right. We took the we beeped it because there was an F-bomb dropped in there. So we had to, we had to do that.
Right.
So you're still going to hear that F-bomb, that beep. But let me play this and let's see if we can hear it any better.
Interesting.
Yeah, like I said, I tried to de-emphasize the sirens, and it's going to be difficult because it's all over the recording, but...
Now that person, like I said, didn't sound like they were in the same room.
No.
With the people doing the recording.
Correct.
So, I don't know if that was the sniper they said was directly above them. But I mean, normally people don't yell like that during a crisis.
Yeah, while they're doing the shooting.
By themselves. Mm-hmm. No, they do yell while they're doing the shooting. They did that in France.
That's true. They
yelled Allah Akbar while they were doing the shooting in France.
Yeah, but this sounds like somebody who is just, you know, kind of grieving. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, that's what that almost sounded like.
Now, I mean, was this a sarcastic thing to say in the name of Jesus? Like, here's your Jesus. And then giving the Allah Akbar
illusion?
Prayer?
Prayer? Whatever? Wow, I don't know. One more time. Oh, let me back this up one more time here. You know, obviously the cops are going to be looking at all kinds of different things like this, of cell phones. They're going to be
I'm sure there's
asking,
lots of cell phone videos and cameras that were downtown and all sorts of things that they're looking at.
I promise you, if you tune on Dallas Radio TV this morning, they're asking for any.
Yes, they've already been asking.
Yeah, they've you know, to be brought in, just like they did here.
Right.
Just like they did here. And, of course, then it falls into a black hole and you never hear about it again.
Well, that's why I wanted to save that.
Mm-hmm. Before it disappears.
Right. Because I am sure that during the Pulse shooting, there were people trying to record or video it while they were hiding or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And where is all that?
It's in the black hole of the FBI at the Tampa field office.
That's why they interviewed everybody.
Uh-huh. And by the way, if you ask for it, you're going to wind up on a list.
We're already on the list.
We're on the list.
I already had an FBI file.
I know you did.
From working on the ABC News thing and some other stuff. So I know I already have one.
So I'm going to keep checking and see if we can find out who the identity of the shooters are, who the identity of the suspects they have in custody is, plus who the person was that was one of the suspects that they had him in the parking garage and he took his own life.
Right.
So we'll see if they've identified him yet as well.
It doesn't sound like they're going to identify any of them, which I find odd.
You do, do you?
Do you?
Yes, of course I do. The whole damn thing is odd.
Every single event that's happened over the last several weeks has been odd. I don't know where all this stuff is coming from. All I can say is, during George Bush's presidency, 43, we had one event. It was a horrible, terrible event, 9/11. But that was it. You didn't see these kinds of police shootings and stuff like that. And you didn't see cops being killed. I'm not saying it didn't happen.
Oh, it happened. But it wasn't as notorious as it is right now. It wasn't as, you know... it just didn't get... First of all, it didn't get the attention... That it does now.
And why is that?
I don't know.
I mean, we've seen reports of, and I don't know if these are true reports or not, of signs being made ahead of time because they weren't like the kind you'd draw on a poster board. These are pre-printed signs that are at some of these protests. Where did those come from? The only time I've ever seen that is in Washington, D.C., when they have organized protests in front of different places by basically operatives. So I don't know. I'm not saying that there's no Black Lives Matter movement. There is. There certainly is. But I also think it's being infiltrated by other operatives to make it even more controversial. I mean, these people were trying to have a peaceful protest. Peaceful. And it was interrupted by these snipers, these unknown snipers who were organized, set up military style in a triangle on top of buildings, shooting at the police below with major weaponry and ammunition. Those two things don't go together.
No, they don't. And by the way, here's the latest. This from CNN. Shooters killed five officers during protest against police in downtown Dallas last night, marking the deadly incident for U.S. law enforcement since September 11, 2001. The gunfire started Thursday night as demonstrators marched against the shooting death of two African-American men in Louisiana and in Minnesota. A total of 11 officers were shot. Some of the six officers injured are still undergoing surgery. Here's what CNN says they know at this point. A total of 10 officers, Dallas police officers, were shot by snipers during the protest. An 11th officer was shot during an exchange of fire with a suspect, authorities said. Brown, who is David Brown, the police chief of Dallas, says it's unclear how many suspects were involved, but three are in custody right now. Dallas police negotiated and exchanged gunfire with a suspect for hours at a parking garage in downtown. That suspect is dead. They didn't say how he died. The suspect told our negotiators that the end is coming, said David Brown. The suspect at the garage also told negotiators more officers are going to get hurt and that there are bombs planted all over downtown Dallas. Police found no explosives during the primary and secondary sweeps of the area, Dallas police said this morning. Two of the shooters were snipers who fired ambush style from an elevated position. Officers killed, and this is sad, officers killed include one DART officer, the Dallas Area Rapid Transit Agency. He's been identified as 43-year-old Brent Thompson. He joined the transit agency in 2009. He just got married 2 weeks ago to a fellow DART officer.
That's pretty sad. Well, we have a few more cuts for you. President Obama has made several statements about this. And can we go to cut seven? Obama says some communities don't believe they are seen as equals.
When incidents like this occur, there's a big chunk of our fellow citizenry that feels as if, because of the color of their skin, they are not being treated the same.
Yeah. And that's what led to these feelings. And maybe that's what led to someone else taking advantage of those feelings to set this all up for what happened in Dallas.
I think that's more accurate. They took advantage of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple more cuts from the president.
This is not just a black issue. It's not just a Hispanic issue. This is an American issue that we should all care about. All fair-minded people should be concerned.
I think everybody is concerned.
They are now. And by the way, Obama says there's no contradiction. And here's where he's going to start to walk a fine line with people in the black community. He says there's no contradiction between the ideas that black lives matter and all lives matter.
When people say black lives matter, that doesn't mean blue lives don't matter. It just means all lives matter. But right now, the big concern is the fact that the data shows black folks are more vulnerable to these kinds of incidents.
And by the way, where did the Southern accent come from?
That happens every time he talks
about race,
the black community.
I understand that. I'm just pointing out the obvious, obviously.
But, I mean, that's directed at certain talk show hosts who say all lives matter. But
their
reality is
the Black Lives Matters people say that, you know, black lives matter, not all lives matter. There was a controversy on that in the Democratic debates between Hillary and Bernie Sanders about whether all lives matter or black lives matter.
Well, the president thinks that all lives matter. And that kind of takes away that whole argument. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a unifying statement. Which isn't a bad thing.
No, it's not. I would have liked for it to be, been on American soil when he made it, and also a little more forceful.
Right. I know.
How convenient.
Where's the outrage?
Where's the fist pounding?
Yeah.
Where's the, we're going to get them dead or alive? Remember the controversy, when George Bush said that?
Mm-hmm.
How people were outraged.
It's like Grady Judd.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Grady Judd, who's the sheriff of Polk County.
He basically said, anything happens in his town where people are getting killed, They're out.
Yeah. Somebody comes after my officers, you're going.
I think he's serious, too.
I know he's serious. Don't mess around. You know what? When I drive through Polk County, 2 miles an hour under the speed limit.
Oh, absolutely. They give out more tickets.
I'm in the right lane, both hands on the wheel. I make sure that, you know.
Because we drive to Tampa a lot.
Cruise control is set.
Yeah. We do
don't
not speed through Polk County.
No.
And you also don't want to speed through Winter Park.
I was just going to say that. You between Winter Park and Polk County, you just don't mess around with stuff like that. All right, one line open right now. We'd like to hear from you, 844-544-8255. You got a call coming in right now?
Good morning. You're on the air on WPRD.
Yes, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too good. So,
right.
Honestly, what happened in Dallas...
Sad,
the
isn't
consequences
it?
Of it, that people are sick of, every action has a reaction.
Yes.
I'm not justifying this horrible situation. No. But what happened in Minnesota and what happened in Baton Rouge was unacceptable.
Exactly.
People got sick. And people tried to, They are looking, some sick people are looking for some small excuse, very small excuse to take retaliation or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Okay?
The only reason,
honestly, if you are Afro-American or black, period, or that skin is Spanish, you are in danger when an officer stops you. Okay. Honestly, I don't feel that way. I have a light skin, but believe me, happens. Happens in our community and any other communities also.
I agree with you.
Okay?
The only reason I can, continue this morning is I try to look at, how lucky we are and how grateful I am about.
Yes, And now I would like you, if you can have a contact with Chief Mina, and ask them, Chief, what's another one? Orange County, Demings, I think, right, Demings?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Demings. And let her know how, because look, where you put your registration on your insurance card is not in your glove compartment. That's the place you have to save you those important documents, right?
It was even worse than that. It turned out it was in his pocket.
Because this is my concern. Okay, so if I have to say let's say an example, someone stopped me this morning. I'm driving right now. Okay, I don't want to be stopped. But anyway, so let me get my registration card and my insurance card. Will you have that in my glove compartment? I don't care with me in my pocket. I carry with me in my pocket is my wallet, which is my driver's license in it.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you carry a weapon?
So that's what we need to clarify. Clarify with them. It's okay for our citizens, if an officer stops you, to go to your glove compartment.
Well,
or what? What we need to do in order to prevent these kind of tragedies anymore?
Well, I think we need to ask the... authorities what their procedures are. If they think somebody's reaching for something in the glove compartment, what is their standard procedure for that? And do you keep a concealed weapon in your car or no?
What are you asking me?
Yeah.
Honestly, like I mentioned you yesterday, I was a 20 years armed officer, a security officer.
Mm-hmm.
And believing now, I'm 50 years old now. I'm not think about to have. I sold my gun actually. I sold that about two, three years ago.
Yeah.
To the pawn shop, and I say no, I don't need to keep this for some reason, But guess what? After all these incidents, after a post,
you're gonna get another one.
Tragedy or hot. And I was thinking about to get my concealed license, concealed weapon license again. I mean. And keep my weapon with me. I'm a very peaceful person. I'm very peaceful. But you never know, you know, when things happen, so you need to react. But what happened in Dallas, in order to close this conversation, what happened in Dallas is, like I say, every action has a reality. The reaction. People got sick already to what happened to those poor, innocent, black, Afro-American, whatever you want to call, and dark-skinned Spanish or other communities. Okay?
Right.
I don't feel discriminated, to be honest with you. I've never been discriminated because of my light skin, maybe,
right,
to be told me. I don't know. But when they talk to me, they know I'm not American. I mean, at least North American. Or Anglo, whatever you want to call it, right?
Well, we appreciate your call, sir. I apologize, but we have to take a short time out break here. But we really appreciate you calling in.
Sure, I keep listening to you guys all the time, okay?
Thank you, sir. You take care.
That opens up a line right now if you want to jump in here before the top of the hour. 844-544-TALK, 844-544-8255. We appreciate you listening this morning to the Doherty Report right here on 1440, The Voice.
Lines are open right now. 844-544-8255. 844-544-TALK. This is the Doherty Report on The Voice, AM 1440. Follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Doherty Report, and visit thedohertyreport.com for news updates, show highlights, podcasts, commentaries, and a whole lot more. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Welcome back to the Doherty Report, and no, we're not happy this morning. However, the way our automation system works is these songs are pre-programmed, so sometimes we tried to change them all this morning, but one slipped through there. So we're sorry about that.
By the way, I am on the Dallas Morning News' website right now, dallasnews.com, and they're talking about the citizen who was injured in this is a 38-year-old mom who took her two teenage kids down there so that they could see how to protest peacefully. She was the one who was shot, and when the bullets started flying, she just fell on top of her kids to save their lives, and she did. She paid for it with a gunshot wound of her own. Her kids were covered in her blood. She was taken to the hospital. They expect her to make a full recovery. And you're hearing more and more of the people who were there, and some of these eyewitness accounts of what they saw. People were in the basement of the hotel, one guy said here. Chango went out to try to help people after the shots began. He's still out there trying to make sure the other protesters are okay. And there were also people who went out to make sure the cops were okay, to try to help them as well.
It was total chaos.
Yeah.
And when we come back in the next hour, we'll replay, in case you're just joining us, we'll replay the audio that we have, so that you can hear. It's not the audio of shots hitting the cops, but it's the audio of the snipers shooting and what was said, which is very odd, what we heard. And we'll see if you hear the same thing. Very odd. We do want to hear from you as to who you think these people are.
And why.
So far, no mugshots, no identification of who these snipers are. Don't you think that's a little unusual? Don't you think that's a little suspicious? These agencies keep shutting down the information. Why? What are they trying to hide? It's not like the snipers died, except for the one guy who shot himself. I think we have a right to know who these people are and where they came from. Are they domestic? Are they terrorists? Who are they? We're going to talk about that when we come back on the other side, and we sure appreciate you joining us.
This is the Doherty Report with Elizabeth Doherty on The Voice, AM 1440, WPRD, Winter Park, Orlando.
How many snipers were there really in the Dallas shooting? And how many people were really hit? We're going to talk about that right now. You're the voice trying to understand it. Bring the noise and make it clear. Oh, we're not going to sit in silence. We're not going to live with fear.
This is the Doherty Report. With Elizabeth Doherty on The Voice, AM 1440. Here's Elizabeth Doherty.
Good morning, Orlando. I'm Elizabeth Doherty. So, all morning and overnight, we were getting reports. There were two snipers. Then I read a report there were four snipers. Then I read a report that they were in a triangulated position with three snipers. Now the Daily Mail is saying there were four snipers who shot 12 police officers. So here's the question. Are they just going to release two names and we're never going to know who the other two people are? In addition, there's a story in the Daily Mail that says a cop, an officer, tried to sneak up behind one of the snipers and tried to shoot him. And the bullet bounced right off because he was wearing an armored vest. Now, where does the average citizen get an armored vest? We're not just talking about a bulletproof vest, an armored vest. So when the bullet bounced off, he grabbed the officer and shot him in the head four times, execution style. More and more, everything we've heard and talked about this morning makes me think this was a terrorist attack with them taking advantage of the protest. What do you think, Michael?
There was also a report that there was a man arrested, questioned as a suspect, and then released as well this morning during the overnight hours. Were you aware of that one?
Yeah, he was wearing camo, and he had an AR-15 or something. Who walks around like that?
Was he a patsy?
I don't know.
It is Dallas. They do have patsies in Dallas, apparently.
Our number is 844-544-8255. What do you think of all this? Do you really think this was Black Lives Matter? I mean, at this point, I think that's a little naive because they're not releasing the names. Trust me, if these were Black Lives Matter people, they'd have posters of them everywhere saying, "We arrested these people. We're getting a call."
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Lines are open, 844-544-8255.
You're on the air on WPRD.
Yes, good morning, gang. And
good morning.
I believe, you remember those Black Panthers group?
Yes.
Okay. This is my perception. I don't want to say that's reality, but that's just my perception. I think that could be a Black Panthers thing, you know.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could see their mugshots so we could see, you know, if they're from the Middle East?
But remember one thing. That happened just a few hours ago.
Yeah, I know. But normally
they need to filter everything. Then after they filter everything, then we'll release some more information to the public. But for so far, I believe, and this is my perception, and there's not an act of terrorism. That is an act of Black Panthers because they sick of what happened here. Say, maybe, who knows? Who hell knows what happened to their minds? Say, hey, guess what? Let's take action to stop this police brutality.
Do you think they were able to get armored vests?
So what do you think about my opinion? You know, I agree. You know, kind of agree with that? I mean, that Black Panthers had something to do with that? I mean,
possible.
This is my perception. Let's see. Let's wait.
It's possible. What do you think, Michael?
It's possible, yes. Everything could be possible, but this is not an act of terrorism, believe me. This is an act of retaliation.
I'm not sure about
this
that.
An act of
okay, well, let me ask you a question.
Well,
hold on.
Who knows? Let's wait.
Let me ask you a question. These gunshots came from, and these snipers were perched up top of buildings in downtown Dallas. All right? Not just the parking garage, but some of the buildings in downtown Dallas. The shootings took place at 9 o'clock at night. My guess is, and I'm not a security expert, but some of those buildings you don't have access to at 9 o'clock at night. Parking garage? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I can see the parking garage giving you, you know, aerial access to the, to the zone down below. But some of those buildings, you're not going to be able to get yourself into at 9 o'clock unless you've got some special clearance. And the other thing is, if this guy was indeed wearing some sort of body armor, that's what triggered the gun shop owner in the Pulse shooting to call the FBI and to notify them, hey, we got this wacky guy over here, you know, he's trying to get body armor.
Yeah, we won't say his name on the air.
Yeah,
so that's someone was paying attention in that case. I mean, you just can't go out and buy body armor without raising some suspicion.
Well, yeah, what do you need it for?
Yeah, do you think the deers are hunting, shooting back?
Deer.
Do you think the deers, it's deer hunting season in some. Do you think the deers are going to shoot back that you need body armor? Of course it's crazy, but you know what?
It still could be the Black Panthers, though, because the Black Panthers might be able to get access to that stuff. They have some money. Okay, give them money.
First of all, think about this for a second.
He could be right.
He could be right, but think about this. This was put together very, very quickly because this protest was put together very, very quickly. This was almost like a flash mob, you know, where people just, hey, you know, meet downtown, you know, on X and X Street. That's how quickly this was organized. This wasn't planned. This wasn't announced. This wasn't, you know, something that, you know, had been gone on for months and, you know, a website. And this was something that was promoted on social media, you know, and it just doesn't seem like it was something that was, it doesn't seem like it was something that somebody, you know, rank amateurs could have done.
Yeah, definitely. Seems like they organized this situation. No, I don't know how long ago, but the thing is, who knows? Maybe he had taken hostage those residents, on those specific apartment. You say that one of those sniper was in an apartment. That's what you say? They shoot him through an apartment?
Well, the snipers were on top of buildings, up high in buildings, shooting from above. And they say that they were in a triangulated position, which is sort of a military style thing, because that way they could get clear shots from all different sides. And, you know, it really reminds me of the thing that happened in France. It was so organized.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they did it that fast.
Right. Yeah, well, believe me, you see, now it's too early. It's too early to jump to any conclusions, but eventually we will know it's true. Eventually we will know it's true. But in my opinion, Black Panthers have something
to
do.
All right.
All right, guys.
Well,
I can't believe
thanks for the call.
To you tonight. Today.
Thanks for your call. Take care.
Sure.
844-544-8255. We want to hear from you this morning. Your thoughts on who this might be.
And it could be anybody at this point. We don't know. It just seemed very organized. That's all I'm saying. Very organized.
Very organized in a very short amount of time. So that means you've had it planned out in advance and just waited for the opportunity to use such a plan.
Well, if you're a terror cell or Black Panthers or whatever, I don't know. I mean, to me, it seems more likely to be a terror cell. that was ready to go.
Yeah. To have all the equipment, to have the planning, to have, you know, the people in place, to have the getaway routes.
And we should play that audio again when we come back.
Yeah, let's
do
that.
Where you can hear, it almost sounds like he's saying Allah Akbar. It's like he's mocking Christians and saying Allah Akbar.
And again, Dallas police have, what, two or three suspects in custody right now? And they're not identifying them.
The number keeps varying. The Daily Mail says four snipers. So, we don't know. And I'm not sure why we don't know. And I'm not sure, you know, normally, I know the caller said it's a little early, and he's right. But, I mean, when somebody gets their mugshot taken, it's usually published right away.
Oh, I know. They had Lee Harvey Oswald on TV doing interviews before he was out of the theater. It was not quite that quick, but almost. Yet in this case, it's like they've, you know, they're waiting or being told to wait.
By who?
By who? Who would have the authority to tell the police departments what to do?
Maybe the FBI?
No, they don't do that, do they?
No, they didn't do that with the Pulse shooting. We know everything, right? When we come back, we'll talk more. 844-544-8255.
Lines are open right now. 844-544-8255. 844-544-TALK. This is the Doherty Report on The Voice, AM 1440.
A little piece of you, a little piece in me, will die. A miracle, oh, this is not America.
Like The Doherty Report? Then like us on Facebook. Go to AdorityReport.com and click the window into her Facebook page. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Welcome back to the Doherty Report. We sure appreciate you joining us this morning. It's really sad when you have to get some of your news from Europe to find out exactly what's going on. There's some additional information in here that you have not heard. I'm just going to read this from the Daily Mail. Four snipers shoot 12 police officers in Dallas. That's a different number than we were told. Killing at least five, we were told that. And then they said the five casualties were male cops. Two of them have been identified. That's the first time I've heard that. Brent Thompson actually wasn't a cop. He worked for the transportation. Was it called DART?
Right.
Yeah.
Dallas Area Rapid Transit.
And Patrick Zamaripa. Patrick Zamaripa has been identified. Two female officers were among the injured, in addition to two bystanders. And we told you this, snipers fired from elevated positions, picking off officers, ambush style. There's footage here, which I'm not going to look at, because it's footage of a cop being shot execution style after his bullet bounced off of their armored vest. Three shooters are in custody, and the fourth died after a standoff with police in the parking garage. Two people are being questioned after being caught speeding away from the scene in a black Mercedes. So there's two additional people we haven't even been told about. Interesting.
And by the way, I'm on WFAA. It's the ABC affiliate, TV affiliate in Dallas, Channel 8. It's a very, very big, well-respected news organization. They're now saying 14 people were shot. And five, they're standing by the five officers killed.
Well, this says 12 officers, two females were among them, and two bystanders. So that, yeah, that's 14.
Yeah, that's 14. Okay, that's where they're getting the 14 from.
Yeah. So all of this stuff is just sort of, you know, leaking out slowly.
By the way, the headline on the very top of Drudge right now, Feds, comma, Dallas Police Department withhold info on suspects from public, dot, 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 developing.
That's what I said.
Uh-huh.
Where are the names? Where are the names of the snipers? That's not normal. That is not normal. 844-544-8255. Doesn't that make you a little suspicious?
Yes. I got to tell you, when I woke up this morning, and I slept overnight just because of, you know, quite frankly, because of the heart medication I've been taking, you know, has lured me into, you know, sleeping at night again. And you were up all night following this story. And when I first woke up at 3:15 and you said there were, you know, five cops killed in a shootout in Dallas, but you didn't think that it was, you know, the Black Lives Matter people, I was like, But you know what? After watching this develop over the past 5 hours, there's no way in the world that I believe that Black Lives Matter had anything to do with this.
They would have paraded those people's names out there already.
They would have had the big posters of their pictures, you know, and their arrest records. There's a wall of secrecy.
But of course, the government never lies or withholds information from us.
Where did the feds come from? Just like in the Orlando case, where did the feds come from? The feds were called in when it was clear that it had some sort of connection to terrorism.
So are the feds in Dallas?
Yes. Yeah, this headline says, Feds/Dallas PD withhold info on suspects from public developing. And Matt hasn't put the actual story up yet on Drudge Report.
It's just like the Pulse shooting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I am... This is going to sound terrible. Here's the advantage we have. Because we've been through the Pulse shooting, we see these signs. Mm-hmm. We see these signs and we connect the dots. It's not difficult to do.
No, because... And we've also been doing this long enough that we know, normally, when something happens, it's like when those three girls drowned in St. Petersburg.
Yep. What did they do?
They put them up on posters,
posters
and had a
up.
Press conference.
The girls were still at the morgue. They hadn't even been released to their families yet. And the Pinellas County Sheriff's the sheriff, actually, had a press conference and had big, huge pictures of these girls and their arrest records. They trot that out. They would have done the same thing in Dallas if, indeed, it had been members of Black Lives Matter.
There's something not right here.
We were hit with another terrorist attack last night. This one on the cops in Dallas. I'll just go ahead and say it.
You know...
And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but...
You can hate Donald Trump all you want to, and I know he's not the most diplomatic person, but do you really want to keep just letting people come across our border? Because the terror attacks are increasing now.
Which is what they predicted would happen.
It's exactly what they predicted. Stay with us. You've been listening to The Daugherty Report.
Lines are open right now. 844-544-8255. 844-544-TALK. This is The Daugherty Report on The Voice, AM 1440. Listening to The Daugherty Report with Elizabeth Daugherty. Once again, here's Elizabeth.
I've about had it. I've really about had it with the lack of information from people who are supposed to be accountable to us. Where are the names of those snipers? Where are they? Why don't we have them already? There's no reason for us not to have them. The blackout information is already beginning. And I'm tired of it in Orlando, too. And you can sit there and say, oh, it's an active investigation, all this stuff. What are you investigating? At least tell us what you're investigating. At least give us an idea of what you're investigating. You investigating the possibility of another person? You investigating their family? You know, of the shooter? Who are you investigating? Because the guy's dead. The shooter in Orlando is dead. What is there to investigate? You already know the father has connections to our government. So it's one of two reasons. Either you're trying to protect the father, who had a very nice barbecue on 4th of July, all smiles. Or you're worried about being sued. I'm not sure which it is. And in this case, in Dallas, which is very sad, they won't even tell us the names of the people that did it. In every other case, when a normal citizen is arrested, there's a mugshot, we get their name, we find out who they are. What's the holdout here? This is wrong. You know, if you look at the list of the countries who have most freedom of the press, I think we're down to like 27 now.
Oh, it's lower than that. It's in the high 50s.
That's how bad it is. The lack of information.
You know, at the same time that we have technology that we've never had before. I'm sitting here watching right now KDFW. The CBS TV affiliate in Dallas watching their, you know, their coverage of this. But at the same time, nobody's getting any information from the government. We've got the technology to get the word out to people.
We have more information than they have coming from overseas. They don't have any information. Because the authorities aren't releasing any information. The only reason we got any information at all is because there were so many people there outside with their phones recording stuff. And I think we should play that piece one more time.
Yep.
And you tell me if you hear the sniper was directly above these people. Tell me if you hear the sniper.
Give me just a second here to bring this up again.
It'll take a moment.
Now, do you want the whole thing or do you just want the isolated section?
Well, for the people who are just joining us, we should play the whole thing.
All right. Let me back this up then. Hold on just a second here. Sorry about this being live radio, but here we go.
This is all very fluid.
Is that a cop, Dave?
It's a cop down.
Dude, that's a cop down.
Right down.
Dude, that's a cop down.
Yeah. There's four cops down.
Four?
Yeah, he shot 5-7 times.
It's a dude?
No, it's a sniper from up here somewhere.
It's a sniper?
You hear the shot?
Get down.
Get down. Get down. Get down. Get down.
All right, now let me pause it right here for a second. This is where we started hearing things, and what I did was I went into the audio and I tried to minimize the frequency and the sounds of the sirens.
So we could hear this
so you
other
could hear
voice.
The voices. Listen. Where it comes back to normal.
Yeah, so you couldn't hear.
But it did sound like.
You couldn't hear the shots then.
Uh-huh.
Because he isolated it. But it did sound like, in the name of Jesus, Allah Akbar. Which I interpret as because I've thought about this over the last hour. Here's your Jesus.
A taunt.
A taunt. Allah Akbar. 844-544-8255. It's really, you know, we have enhanced headphones, so we can probably hear it better than you can. But that's what it sounded like to me. I don't know. I don't know. And like I said before, why would they close the airspace?
All the signs, all of the signs point to this being yet another terrorist attack.
And not releasing the names.
And not releasing the names, not releasing any information. You know, the fact that the feds are now involved in this in a state case in Texas.
Well, it could be because of civil rights or something.
Okay. It could be. I know. Without any real information, without a press conference yet.
In New York, they have laws that protect the police against hate crimes, but I'm not sure if they have those laws in Texas.
In Texas, they have their own set of laws.
I think they were talking about passing that, but I don't know if they ever did. They already are protected. You know, races are protected against hate crimes.
Mm-hmm. Many parts of Dallas are off limits this morning.
Yeah, it's an ongoing active investigation. We've been down this road.
We've been down this road. This was just like what happened at the Pulse nightclub.
I guarantee you, when the Associated Press makes requests for information from the Dallas Police Department and or the FBI, they're probably going to be told no, just like happened here. I mean, how do you not even release the names of these people?
I mean, I'm sitting here looking at a map of downtown Dallas right now, and it is highlighted. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, roughly 16 to 18 square blocks that are completely closed to traffic right now. And what a mess coming off of the interstate there. I mean, in the heart of downtown Dallas. Holy smokes.
We spent some time there.
Yes, we did.
Very familiar with the downtown area. And it's beautiful. This morning, not so much.
They're actually saying in a 20-block area, all streets west and east are closed from Houston to Griffin Street and from north and south, all from Ross Avenue to Jackson Street. The Commerce Street ramp from the Stemmons Freeway into downtown is also closed. The Stemmons Freeway was where JFK's motorcade was headed.
Right.
That's, you know, when they stomped on the gas eventually and got out of there, that's where they went, was the Stemmons Freeway. So it's in almost the exact same location. I'm sitting here looking.
Yeah.
There's the Triple Underpass.
It's right by Dealey Plaza.
It's just to the right, to the east.
Where JFK was assassinated.
Uh-huh. Of Dealey Plaza. In that same, you know, canyon of buildings. You know, where you just look up and see tall buildings. Those cops were sitting ducks.
They're trying to be nice.
I know.
They were taking pictures with the protesters. It was a peaceful protest. Everything was cool. And then this came out of nowhere.
I hope I'm wrong.
With guys wearing body armor.
I pray that I'm wrong and that it's some sort of, you know, radical group. That it's not another terrorist attack on this country. Jeez.
These people seem to be trained.
All the signs, though, point to it being yet another terrorist attack.
And who funds Al-Qaeda? Once you read in the New York Times about that, Google that. How much money has the CIA given Al-Qaeda?
I don't even want to think about it. It's too much. It is too much to digest.
844-544-8255. I mean, if you think it's Black Lives Matter, I respect your opinion. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying we don't know. And I don't know. It could be, like our caller said, last caller, the Black Panthers. I don't know if they would have access to body armor and all that stuff. I don't know. I really don't. I just know that this isn't your usual protest type shooting. I mean, have you ever heard of a protest that went bad with sophisticated snipers up on the top of buildings, armed with major weaponry, body armor, and so much ammunition it was falling out of their pockets? You ever heard of that?
No, of course not.
And now we don't know who they are. And also, the police say they're not answering any questions, which may or may not be true, because if they're not answering any questions, then nobody's going to ask for any information on what they said. It's just a complete blackout of information from the people that work for you. Do you think that's right? I mean, it's hard for me not to think that we're not under attack and no one's told us yet. But all this stuff happening over the last few weeks, rather unusual. Don't you think?
Yeah, and meanwhile, the president says he's horrified by these attacks in Dallas. Horrified.
Horrified.
Do something about it then!
Why are there so many attacks since he's been president?
Grow a pair. Or borrow a pair from Cheney. If you have to. Don't just spend the next 4 months, actually the next 6 months that you're in the office, between now and January 20th, 2017, watching these things from afar.
It's not just the police.
No, I know.
That are sitting ducks. We're all sitting ducks.
That's correct. This could happen anywhere.
We don't know now if we go somewhere, if something's going to happen. How secure does that make you feel? That Homeland Security isn't even funding protection for Florida.
Well, certain areas of Florida getting funding.
Who?
Certain areas. Remember on that list that John Micah talked about, where several communities did get Tampa, Jacksonville, and the Miami area did get
but not
money,
Orlando.
But not Orlando. Correct.
Which was the actual target. You know,
why do you think it was the target? Because they didn't spend any money here.
The reason they wanted to protect Tampa is because of
MacDill Air Force Base. Correct.
That's why. Because that's the center of all their communications.
Jacksonville, you've got the Naval Yard there. Miami, you've got Homestead Air Force Base.
So they're protecting all their military installations. And
yeah,
the rest of us,
well,
who cares about the rest of you?
As I remember the story, it was additional funding for security that was cut off.
And they're refusing to fund the money that was allocated to protect the border.
Yep. They've already allocated that money, and Homeland Security is saying, nah, we don't need it. We don't need to put more people on the border.
No. Let's just leave it open, let anybody walk in who wants to, and then they can shoot people.
I say, please pray for our country. Please pray for our country that we get through the next six, seven months.
And also...
and that we make a wise decision in November.
Don't turn against each other.
Yeah.
Because this is not about us.
And it's not about black, white, or brown.
This is an agenda. Now, the two shootings, the one in Louisiana and the one in Minnesota... Those were about racism.
That's just ugliness.
Right. But the Orlando Pulse shooting and this Dallas shooting, that was an agenda, in my opinion.
Where's the news conference?
There's supposed to be one coming up here.
Well, let's keep our eyes open on it.
So
let's see what Dallas police have to say. Oh, wait, they may not be able to say anything.
We've been
down this road before.
Yeah. We sure appreciate you joining us this morning.
It's frustrating, we know.
We'll be back in a moment. You've been listening to The Daugherty Report right here on WPRD, The Voice.
Lines are open right now. 844-544-8255. 844-544-TALK. This is the Doherty Report on The Voice, AM 1440.
Welcome back to the Doherty Report. We're going to the press conference going on in Dallas now, which is in progress.
A amount of officers at this scene, and we were blocking traffic and doing all the things to protect people's right to protest and their free speech. We are not going to let a coward who would ambush police officers change our democracy. We're not going to do it. Our city, our country is better than that. Those questions would just be speculation to answer. We can't get into the head of a person that would do something like this. We negotiated with this person. They seemed lucid during the negotiation. He wanted to kill officers. And he expressed killing white people. He expressed killing white officers. He expressed anger for Black Lives Matter. None of that makes sense. None of that is a reason, a legitimate reason, to do harm to anyone. So the rest of it would just be speculating on what his motivations were. We just know what he said. That's what he said to our negotiators.
Hey, guys, thank you. We still have a lot of work to do. We're gonna take off.
And that was it. That was the mayor and the police chief, Mike Rollins and David Brown, the mayor and the police chief.
So this was my point. He expressed anger for Black Lives Matter, and he also expressed anger at white police officers.
Okay, so who is he?
Exactly.
Have they been identified yet? Any identity? Hello? Any identity? Hello? I mean, granted, we joined in the news conference in progress, but... Here's what breaking news. Here's what CNN's reporting right now. Dallas police used a bomb robot to kill the gunman.
Well, there was more than one gunman, but...
Well, I understand that, but this must have been the one that was in the garage that they had the standoff with for hours.
I love how people are selective about news. They say... You know, the gunman expressed hatred for white people and wanted to kill police officers, but didn't mention that he had anger towards the Black Lives Matter people also.
As well, correct.
So that should not implicate the Black Lives Matter people.
Okay,
like
so
I said.
Then the question is, who are the other two suspects in custody? At least two other suspects in custody.
It sounded like he was saying he wanted to dignify their names or whatever, but I don't know. We have a right to know.
And they're still investigating.
Of course. It could take a couple of years. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
I am so tired of this. So tired. There's something else to this story.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think? I wonder what it is.
Well, we're going to find out, of course, throughout the course of the day, what else dribbles out. Just like, well, you know, just like we saw here, there's going to be, you know, little things keep popping up, coming out.
What's left on the table? If you hate white people and you hate the Black Lives Matter people... Then what's left? Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar. I hope we're wrong. I hope we're wrong and we're just jumping to conclusions that this is just, you know, another, you know, whack job here in America. But it seems too organized. It seems too well planned. It seems, you know, too much. Well, I mean, yeah, there's a conspiracy. This isn't just one person. They're focusing on the guy in the garage right now, because they were able to talk to him. But what about the others? What about the one that shot the cop at point blank range after the bullet bounced off the guy's, you know, body armor? Still a lot of questions.
A lot of questions, not a lot of answers.
All right. Well, this is not the Friday show we thought we were going to have today.
No, we totally, you know, knocked out our normal content.
We were actually going to talk about something, you know, you teased it at the end of the show yesterday, that we were going to talk about something, you know.
We'll talk about it on Monday.
We'll talk about it on Monday instead. We'll save it.
It was a pretty interesting story.
Lord, what a way to start the weekend.
Exactly.
1 minute.
Well, here's what I want you to take away from this. We have a lot to be grateful for, like I was saying this morning. We have a high level of concern for our friends in Dallas this morning. I'm very sad for their families. I'm sad for the Pulse families. But we still have a lot to be grateful for. So let's spend time with our families this weekend. Give your kids a hug. And be happy that you weren't one of those people.
Focus on the good.
That's all you can do.
It's difficult when, you know, all hell's breaking loose around you, but try to focus on the good.
And our thoughts and prayers go out to both the Pulse shooting victims and the victims in Dallas, and the two black men that were killed over the course of this past week. We love you. We thank you for listening. We'll be here Monday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 1440 The Voice.
This is The Doherty Report with Elizabeth Doherty on The Voice, AM 1440, WPRD, Winter Park, Orlando.